On Midwest Week, bison return to the Midwest in Iowa and Illinois. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Jack Cullen, reporter for the Quad City Times. So recently, Jack, you wrote some stories for the Times about the return of bison. What prompted that?
Well, last January, I took over as outdoors reporter for the Times, and we relaunched that section. And that gave me range to explore areas within 100 miles of the Quad Cities. And bison have been reintroduced to help restore natural tall grass prairies in Illinois and Iowa. And so we picked the closest spot to where that was happening.
Okay, dumb question. Bison, buffalo, the same or different?
I actually formerly inaccurately called bison buffalo. Mm-hmm. But when North American settlers spotted these animals in the 19th and 18th and 19th centuries, they resembled the genetic cousins to these animals that they found in Asia and Africa. Mm-hmm. But the correct name is bison.
All right. So where do we go to find them these days?
So we went to Nechusa Grasslands. It's a prairie preserve off I-88 mm-hmm. near Dixon. It's about 80 miles east of the Quad Cities. And they have brought back bison there to restore the natural prairie grasslands. There are other places in Illinois and Iowa that have restored these relatively wild herds mm-hmm. of bison. But like I said before, Nechusa is the closest to the Quad Cities. You can also find them, however, at ranches closer. There's a bison ranch where they raise the animals for meat production mm-hmm. in Muscatine County near Bluegrass.
That's right. You can pass it on the highway between here and Muscatine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how do you restore a large animal like the bison? I mean, what do we mean by restore?
They're using the animals to restore the prairie, but they're also at the same time attempting to restore the bison population. And so by late 19th century, bison numbers were dwindled down to just 1,000. Mm-hmm. And at one point, at their peak, there were tens of millions of these animals in the United States. So one guy, William Hornaday, who actually grew up in Iowa, helped restore bison back when he noticed that these animals were decreasing in large numbers. So what he did was he gathered alongside Theodore Roosevelt, president mm-hmm. at the time, he gathered bison and relocated them in the Bronx Zoo in New York City to help repopulate the population. And then in the 1913 about, he transferred some of these bison to Wind Cave National Park in South Dakota.
Okay.
And what's really interesting is that offspring of these original Wind Cave bison now reside at Nechusa Grasslands in Dixon.
So the idea of restoring the bison at Nechusa, is it because their main goal is the prairie grassland or their main goal is the bison, or somehow or other the two have to fit together?
It's both. I think these conservationists love to watch these animals, which they describe as charismatic and majestic creatures, but they're also phenomenal grazers.
And are they better than cattle for this purpose? I mean, there's an advantage to have them versus cattle that would seem to be cheaper and easier to find?
They think so. What they call is they are light grazers, so they don't completely plow an entire stretch of prairie. What they do is meticulously pick different patches where they eat and mow the mm-hmm. grasses, and that stimulates other growth in the prairie.
And I read in your story also that just the bison rolling around on the ground is part of the restoration process too.
Yeah, they call it wallowing.
Wallowing, okay.
And so it's basically a dirt bath. Mm-hmm. And when they do that, they're creating holes in the ground, in the dirt, that helps with runoff and also produces some new habitats for other wildlife.
Amazing. Okay. So did you get very close to them or did you have to stay some sort of safe distance?
We ventured out within the bison are held within this 14 miles of fencing at Nechusa. And so we walked out within 100 yards of the animals, but they were much more focused on us when we were on foot than when we drove by them in a truck. We got much closer in a vehicle. Mm-hmm. They didn't seem to care much that we were driving by in a pickup.
So you guys in a pickup is not so threatening or hazardous, perhaps, as a human walking around.
I guess. Photographer Andy Abeda, who was with me on the trip, was shooting photos from the bed of this truck. And, you know, he was snapping away as we were right there within just 20, 30 feet of the animals.
Now, were bison ever sort of in this part of the country in large numbers? I mean, you read about them out in the plain states, but Iowa and Illinois, did we ever have large numbers?
So what I've learned is that we definitely had animals, but never in the size or in the amount that were prevalent out west and in the Great Plains. Mm-hmm. I think the last record of bison east of the Mississippi River was in 1832, and that was in southwest Wisconsin. And really interesting, I read that the last bison in our area was recorded in 1839 near Clinton,
okay,
Iowa.
So what about the controlling the size of the herd? Is that a concern for the people out at Nechusa? Do they have to do anything like sell some animals, or will the herd just sort of limit itself to whatever fits for that amount of space they have?
So they have about 90 bison right now, mm-hmm. a mix of bulls, calves, and cows. And they want to grow the herd to about 150 animals. But at that point, they plan to stop and either trade off some of their animals to other conservation herds mm-hmm. or sell some of their animals for meat production.
I've read somewhere that bison meat is better for us than beef.
So part of this story, I also went down to the Winter Bison Ranch mm-hmm. in near Bluegrass in Muscatine County. And yeah, so bison meat is supposedly leaner mm-hmm. and therefore healthier for us. One thing that's also interesting about this is there's a term beefalo, and that's used for bison that's crossbred with cattle to fatten the meat up. Mm-hmm. But the rancher in Muscatine said his bison are as pure as he can tell.
Now, did he tell you who he sells to? I mean, is he mainly selling over the counter to folks that drive up and want to buy some, or is he selling to restaurants or grocery stores?
He'll do both. Mm-hmm. However, right now he's actually short on butchers, people that will work on site for him and help process the animals. So he has to truck his animals out of town primarily to process them. But he sells to grocery stores in town. He also sells to a few restaurants in town.
And Jack, have you heard anything since you published a story about bison? What have readers said to you, if anything?
So we ran the story last month, and I definitely think it was worthwhile to go to Nechusa and see the bison, capture what they're doing there. But we have heard back from readers. I think most of all, they're fascinated with the animals as well. Andy shot some great photos of the bison and gave readers a front row seat at what they could see at Nechusa or other prairies where bison have been reintroduced in Illinois and Iowa.